Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, Tu B'Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalet, the 15th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechet Ksubos, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we learned about what happens when a man makes a vow that he's not going to hanor from his wife, or that he's not going to allow his wife to have benefit from him. And we talked about how the neder can be chal, and how much time we give him. We give him 30 days to annul that vow or to release from that vow. And if he doesn't, he has to give a ksuba. However, we're going to learn in our Mishnah about when a man makes a vow or when a woman makes the vow and the husband keeps it. He doesn't break it, even though he could. And that's more serious, as we'll soon see. Hamadir is ishto. If a person makes a vow, he or his wife make a vow. She said, I'm not going to have a particular fruit. That's it. I'm making a vow. And the husband confirms it. That's bad. He has to divorce her and pay her ksuba as well. According to the run, means he has to divorce her, not he can. He has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. And there's no time period. We don't give him 30 days to retract or to break the vow. And why is that? And that's because when a woman makes a vow and the husband is not prepared to break it, the woman has only one thought. He thinks, he hates me. He hates me. That's what the woman thinks. And you can't have a relationship to go on like that. In contrast to the previous Mishnah, when the husband made the vow, she thinks, look, okay, he got angry with him, but he'll calm down. But it's different the other way when she makes it and he still confirms it. And that's why in the previous Mishnah, it's only in the heat of the moment he made the vow, so we give him 30 days to retract it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, like in the previous Mishnah, as in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and it depends on the circumstance, who the husband is. But Yisrael, if the husband's Yisrael, where you can always marry again if he divorces her, Yom Echad Yikayim, one day we give him, and then he can keep her Shnaim, but if it's after the day's passed, and he hasn't broken her, and he hasn't broken her vow, Yotzev Yidin Ksuba, he has to divorce and give her Ksuba. Uva Kohenes, if the husband is a Kohen, she's what we call a wife of a Kohen, a Kohenes, Shnaim. And we give a bit extra time. We say for 2 days, you came. 2 days, you can keep that relationship. You can stay married for 2 days, even though he didn't break the vow. Shlosha, on day three, if he doesn't then get rid of the vow or doesn't break the vow, Yotzi v'yiten ksuba. He has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. And why do we give more time for a Ashes Kohen? And the reason is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that because she's an Ashes Kohen, she's a wife of Kohen, and we know that a Kohen cannot marry his Grusha, even his own divorcee, therefore we give him a bit more time. There's another day. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is, in fact, like the Tanakama, that we don't give any more time for a wife of a Kohen than we do for a wife of Israel. The husband either breaks it on day one or suffers having to divorce and giving a ksuba. As I said before, according to the Rambam holds it's not pshat, he has to divorce her, but if he divorces her, he'll have to pay the ksuba. Mishnah Gimel. Hamadir is ishto. A person whose wife made a vow. Again, it's the wife making the vow here, even though it sounds like Hamadir is ishto, it's actually the woman making the vow. I know it's a bit strange in the Mishnah, but this is the way that Shmuel and the Gemara learns at both these Mishnahs. Hamadir is ishto shaloi tiskashet be'echot mikol haminin. Her wife made a vow, I'm not going to put on this particular makeup or this particular perfume. And the husband agrees to it. The husband says, yeah, that's fine, go ahead. And the Gemara explains that again, this is a neder that he could, what's his name, that he could have broken. Because it's involving inu nafish. It involves hurting. It's painful for her. It's something that affects her. And therefore, he could have broken it. But he didn't. He confirmed it. Again, yotzi v'yiten ksuba. Immediate grounds for divorce. He divorces her and he has to pay the ksuba. And we're not given time. Rabbi Yossi says, ba'an niyos, if it's a poor, if it's a woman who's a poor lady who doesn't have a lot of ornaments anyway, doesn't have a lot of jewelry or perfumes, shelo nosan kitzva. Then it's only if he doesn't give a fixed time for her neder. But if he fixed a time and he said, look, we'll give you 30 days, according to the Gemara says it's actually, no, 30 days, the Gemara says it's up to 12 months, then we don't have to go and do, we don't have to immediately give a divorce. So for poor women, we say it's different. Uvashirois, but if it's a rich woman, he married a rich lady, or himself is rich, shloshim yom, then we give only 30 days. 30 days she has to wait, and if he still is keeping that neder, then he has to divorce her. What's the reason? The Gemara explains because a choshev woman, a woman who's a noble woman, she has anah, she has benefit from the smell of the kishutim for 30 days, and she'll still be able to have some sort of benefit for 30 days. But anything more than that, Yotzi has to divorce and give her a ksuba. And here the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that we do make a distinction between poor women and rich women in this halacha about putting on makeup or jewelry when she makes the vow and he doesn't break it. Now we've learnt these two Mishnahs of Hamadiris Ishtoi according to Shmuel. Even though the language is a little bit strange because Hamadiris Ishtoi sounds like he's making the neder, but the halacha is like Shmuel, that we're talking here about a case where she made the neder and he is confirming it. And why? What's pushing the Gemara to do this? Because Shmuel is of the opinion that it's irrelevant as to whether he gave a time for the neder, when he makes the neder, that is, or whether he makes the neder without any time limit. You always give him 30 days. So according to Shmuel and Mishnah Aleph, when we give 30 days, it's irrelevant as to whether how long the time neder. As long as he made the neder, he's given 30 days to fix it. If he doesn't break it, then grounds for divorce. And therefore, he had to learn our Mishnah in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel that Hamadiris Ishtoi must be talking about a case where she made the neder. And because she made the neder, we are more strict if he doesn't break it. Because if he confirms the neder that she makes, she thinks he hates him. He hates her. And that's immediate grounds for divorce. And that's why Shmuel made the Mishnah or talk about such a case. He reads into that case. And the halacha is like that. However, Rav, the Gemara says, Rav learns these two Mishnahs in this more simple, in the more literal meaning. Hamadiris Ishtoi means that he, the husband, made a vow, you're not going to eat this fruit. You're not going to eat this the rock melon for the time. Or you're not going to wear this particular diamond or this particular jewelry. Then, in such a case, because he made the neder, but we're talking here about in this Mishnah where he didn't give a time limit. And that's the difference between Mishnah Beis and Gimel and Aleph, according to Rav. In Mishnah Beis and Gimel, again, according to Rav, it's the husband making the neder, but he doesn't give a time limit for his neder. That's why it's so serious, and therefore we say instant grounds for divorce. Whereas in Mishnah Aleph, Rav will learn pshat that there was talking about a case where he did give a time limit. The Mishnah doesn't actually say what the time is. And because he gave a time limit, therefore the neder is not so severe. And that's why we say that we give him 30 days to retract it, up to 30 days. And if he doesn't retract it, only then we say that he has to get yotzi v'yiten kesuba. Because again, in Mishnah Aleph, there was a time limit. That's how Rav learns. Shmuel will learn no. That is no difference between a time limit or no time limit. If it's the husband making the neder, we always give him that 30 days because he did it only in the spur of the moment. He was angry.